technology. Good morning, everyone. My name is Jack Campbell, and I would like to welcome you to CITR 101.9 FM Radio. Happy Thursday. Thank you for joining us. CITR 101.9 FM Radio broadcasts from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people here on UBC campus, and we are very grateful to them and honored to do this work on this land. I would like to welcome you back to Breaking Barriers if you're a returning listener, and if you're a new listener, welcome. Breaking Barriers is dedicated to celebrating the music of the latter half of the 20th century and the half of the 21st century, or I guess rather maybe the fifth, or the quarter of the 25th century that we've experienced so far. Now, here on Breaking Barriers, what I like to do is to play music that celebrates the avant-garde and the underground of music. So that might be new avant-garde modern classical music, or free jazz, improvised experimental music, or perhaps ambient music and electronica, or even that which ventures into sound art, and perhaps noise-based music. Sometimes I even play a little bit of arty rock and roll. Today I'd like to talk about one of my favorite composers. Now, here, the theme is that we choose a composer or an album and focus on it for the episode, unless it's Fun Drive when I play my favorites. And thank you to all who participated in and donated to Fun Drive at CITR and Discorder this year. We raised over $17,000, which is a really big triumph, and I'd like to express my gratitude and thanks to all of you who did so. Today we're going to focus on an album and a composer. In fact, one of the most important albums in classical music history, and one of the most important composers in music history. I'd like to talk about the album Different Trains by Steve Reich. Different Trains has an A-side that features the Kronos Quartet playing the piece Different Trains. On the B-side, it features Pat Metheny performing Electric Counterpoint. Now, nobody can explain Different Trains, which was released in 1988, by the way, better than Steve Reich himself. Reich writes, "Different Trains for string quartet and pre-recorded performance tape begins a new way of composing that has its roots in my early tape pieces It's Gonna Rain and Come Out, 1965 and 1966, respectively. The basic idea is that carefully chosen speech recordings generate the musical material for musical instruments. The idea for the piece came from my childhood. When I was 1 year old, my parents separated. My mother moved to Los Angeles and my father stayed in New York. Since they arranged divided custody, I traveled back and forth by train frequently between New York and Los Angeles from 1939 to 1942, accompanied by my governess. While the trips were exciting and romantic at the time, I now look back and think that if I had been in Europe during this period, as a Jew, I would have had to ride very different trains. With this in mind, I wanted to make a piece that would accurately reflect the whole situation. In order to prepare the tape, I did the following. Record my governess, Virginia, then in her 70s, reminiscing about our train trips together. Record a retired Pullman porter, Lawrence Davies, then in his 80s, who used to ride lines between New York and Los Angeles, reminiscing about his life. Collect recordings of Holocaust survivors Rachella, Paul, and Rachel, all about my age and then living in America, speaking of their experiences. Collect recorded American and European train sounds of the 30s and 40s. In order to combine the tape speech with the string instruments, I selected small speech samples that are more or less clearly pitched and then notated them as accurately as possible in musical notation. The strings then literally imitate that speech melody. The speech samples as well as the train sounds were transferred to tape with the use of sampling keyboards and a computer. Three separate string quartets are also added to the pre-recorded tape, and the final live quartet part is added in performance. Different Trains is in three movements, played without pause, although that term is stretched here since tempos change frequently in each movement. They are Movement 1, America before the war. Movement 2, Europe during the war. And then finally, after the war. The piece thus presents both a documentary and a musical reality and begins a new musical direction. It's a direction that I expect will lead to a new kind of documentary music video theater in the not-too-distant future. Close quote. I feel this is a very fitting piece to play, especially given the state of the world. This piece is 27 minutes long, and we're going to listen to it without interruption, all the movements at once. And then we will return for some commercials and some more commentary and hear the B-side of the record, which is Pat Metheny playing Different Trains. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell, Thursdays at 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people.
From New York to Los Angeles. York to Los Angeles. From New York to Los Angeles. From New York to Los Angeles. From New York. From New York to Los Angeles. From New York.
I guess it must have been. Germans invaded Hungary. I was in second grade. I had a teacher. I had a teacher, a tall man. His hair was completely plastered smooth. A tall man. His hair was completely plastered smooth. A tall man. He said, "Black crows. Black crows," he said, "black crows invaded our country." He said, "Black crows invaded our country many years ago," and he pointed right at me. Pointed right at me.
They shaved us. New York.
But today, today, we're all gone.
And you are listening to Breaking Barriers on CITR 101.9 FM radio. My name is Jack Campbell, and we just heard Different Trains by Steve Reich. What an incredible piece of music. How emotional, how evocative, how descriptive, how thought-provoking, and how truly, hauntingly beautiful. And I believe that what he says in his program notes that we read at the beginning of the show is correct. I believe this does point toward a new direction in music, and a positive one, and one that I see in stars and spades these days. And it's so refreshing, and it progresses musical imagination while being rooted in a very beautiful place of fact and purpose, which is so necessary in this cultural environment. We're going to take a short commercial break, and then we will back to listen to the B-side, Pat Metheny playing electric counterpoint on Different Trains by Steve Reich from 1988. Stay tuned.
You never see me again.
Ebola.
Xin chào và hẹn gặp lại.
Happy birthday.
Trời ơi.
I go to National Engineering College.
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 Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents radio show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drones, spoken word, cut up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR-FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
If you enjoy bluegrass and old-time music, please join up and become a member of the Bluegrass Music Association of Canada, the BMAC. With your membership, you'll receive a quarterly full-color Bluegrass Canada magazine, as well as have access to the Bluegrass Canada website. Your membership will also allow you to contribute to the nomination process of the Canadian Bluegrass Music Hall of Fame. Help BMAC promote bluegrass artists with up-to-date information, including band members, performance locations, and helpful advice for bands wishing to travel to the USA. And finally, it will allow you to access information for festivals and events across Canada, bluegrass radio listings, organization partnerships, and a resource library for all things bluegrass. To learn more, log on to bluegrasscanada.org or call Mike Higgins at membership at 905-567-4708.
Devin Cole is a woman in total control. Unafraid and unashamed, Cole has burst onto the scene through her expertly crafted feminist pop anthems, packaging social truths into repeat-worthy bops. This is the era of fempop, and Devin Cole is an artist you don't want to miss. Join Devin Cole on her Two Shades Blonder tour and see her in Vancouver at the Biltmore Cabaret on March 16th. To find out more and get your tickets, visit admitone.com. That's admitone.com. I should be smitten, but I'm a fiend for the troublesome boy who's driving me wild.
Keeping me on the tip of my tongue. I wanna be the quiet. MRG Live presents Don Richard and Spencer Zahn at St. James Hall on March 2nd with support from Myrna. Don Richard is known for her collaborations with Catronata, and her new album features an intimate, soul-bearing orchestral soundscape full of soul, jazz, and confessional lyricism. You can get your tickets now at admitone.com. admitone.com.
I wanna be the quiet in a world full of noise. If I had only one.
You are listening to Breaking Barriers, Thursdays 10 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting live from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people here on UBC campus. I am Jack Campbell, and today we are focusing on Different Trains, the album by Steve Reich, and we previously heard the entirety of Different Trains, the piece, in full. And now I would like to switch to the B-side of that remarkable record, which is a piece that I think is somewhat of an unsung gem in latter 20th century music history and represents a very special point in which the electric guitar collides with the classical music repertoire as a chosen instrument. And this is Electric Counterpoint. Now, on this 1988 recording, Electric Counterpoint is performed by who we usually think of as a jazz guitarist, Mr. Pat Metheny, a wonderful technical craftsman with a beautiful sound. And much like different trains, this piece is in three movements and incorporates electronic soundscapes, particularly a lot of overdubbing on the part of Metheny. And in Reich's enigmatic style, the movements are named fast, slow, and fast again. And this particular work is for electric guitar and tape. Now, please join me for closing off the Different Trains record by Steve Reich in Pat Metheny's performance of Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint. And with that, this broadcast comes to a close. You've been listening to Steve Reich's Electric Counterpoint, performed by Pat Metheny from Different Trains, Electric Counterpoint, the album release in 1988 of Steve Reich's music. Earlier in the broadcast, we heard the Different Trains piece itself, performed by the Kronos Quartet. You've been listening to Breaking Barriers with Jack Campbell live Thursdays at 10 a.m. Thank you very, very much indeed for listening. Please join me again next Thursday and keep listening to Breaking Barriers and CITR 101.9 FM radio, broadcasting from the traditional, unceded, and ancestral territory of the Musqueam Indigenous people. I'm very grateful and thankful to bring this music to you today. I'm grateful and thankful to be celebrating underground, experimental, improvised, and avant-garde music across genres. And I want you to have a fantastic day and keep listening to weird music. Thank you so much. Bye.
Supplies for hormone injections and safer substance use are now available for free from AMS SASC and peer support. Folks can order supplies online or drop by during office hours to access these resources. Confidential forms and additional information can be found on their website, www.amssasc.ca, or you can drop by either office located on the third floor of the Nest. This initiative is part of the SASC and Peer Support's commitment to providing equitable access to harm reduction supplies and can be accessed by anyone in the community.
I'ma keep on talking about it because it's true for me. I wanna be the quiet in a world.
MRG Live presents Don Richard and Spencer Zahn at St. James Hall on March 2nd with support from Myrna. Don Richard is known for her collaborations with Catronata, and her new album features an intimate, soul-bearing orchestral soundscape full of soul, jazz, and confessional lyricism. You can get your tickets now at admitone.com. admitone.com.
I wanna be the quiet in a world full of noise.
This is Basha Balot, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver.